quarterfinal play in the Women's World Cup begins today in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Brazil takes on Sweden before the defending champion U.S. team plays Norway in a game to be televised on ESPN2. Viewership of the U.S. team's qualifier game on Sunday was small compared with the day's NFL and Major League Baseball games and a NASCAR race. Commentator Frank DeFord says the dominance of male sports on TV is not surprising.
I have a layman's anthropological theory about the popularity of football. The sport first made its mark in the 19th century amongst patrician Ivy Leaguers who were, in effect, showing the working classes that they could play the roughest, toughest game. But now that most American men enjoy a sedentary existence, laboring at a desk in a service economy, something physical in their genes must still call out to them. Since nobody else can ever be George Plimpton, simply watching football and action movies substitutes for some primeval instincts of masculine derring-do. Certainly, more so than females, males just like watching people, especially other males, exerting themselves. Meanwhile, even as more and more women participate in sport, there's scant evidence that they yet care that much watching other women do likewise. This is just one more reason why, even as the United States hosts the Women's World Cup of Soccer, the WUSA, the Women's Pro Soccer League, has been forced to disband. Attendance kept plummeting, and even those women who knew whatever unknown network was televising the games apparently could not be bothered to click over to it. Among the few things we men still do better than women is click. The WUSA had so much to overcome. First, there's simply yet no evidence that a market exists here for soccer, whether played by grown women or men. Apparently, most Americans only want to watch soccer when it is played by their own small children. Also, although so many Americans grow up playing soccer, there appears to be little correlation between playing a sport and watching a sport, any sport. But perhaps the biggest mistake the WUSA made was to think that just because the Women's World Cup of 1999 was so successful, it followed that a league would work too. A heads up to all would-be sports entrepreneurs. Pay no attention to high-profile international sports tournaments. They have no carryover power. Just remember, perhaps the most popular U.S. sports event in history was ice hockey in the 1980 Olympics. But that had no lasting effect whatsoever on hockey popularity. Track and field remains the centerpiece of the Olympics, even as the sport fades away. Everybody loves women's gymnastics, but only for 1 week every 4 years. Thank you very much. The Women's National Basketball Association has more of a chance because it's based on the premise that basketball has proven, sustained spectator appeal, not just that it caught our passing fancy some bright summer's day. Let's hope that the WNBA can soldier on. Women need team sports. But the fact is that for all the professional leagues that have ventured forth in recent years, soccer, basketball, volleyball, tennis, lacrosse, the only one to have enjoyed real success is arena football. Yes, above all, whether up on the movie screen or down on the field, they're just a lot of guys who will pay to watch Smash Mouth.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.